Noah is a very deep, spiritual, multi-faced message from the Spirit of God. Out of these 2 to 3 chapters that cover Noah, volumes and volumes of books and materials can be gotten out of them. Normally, when I preach spiritual things, when I go deeper in the spirit, I prefer to make some of these recordings in private, because in big gatherings many people might not be able to pick the message. You agree with me that when you preach to reach out to people, not just for the sake of preaching. So I just prefer to make these recordings in private, so that those people who are, you know, ready for a meet can receive them. We're familiar with the story of Noah, and I want to take it to a deeper spiritual dimension here. And this teaching will expose us to the fact that the happiness of Noah all occurs within us. It's all about self-realization. It's all about realizing ourselves the way we truly are. Self-realization is recognizing that you are that one universal I am which is the only being that exists. Self-realization is the resurrection. Self-realization is what Christ came to preach. Christ the messenger was simply here to educate us and lift us up from the ignorance of what we call humanity and cause us to realize our part in that one universal body known as the I Am. So Christ simply came to preach self-realization. I am the resurrection. I am the life. It's all in us. It's all within us. Realizing ourselves. If we realize ourselves the way we are, the way we are known of God, the way we are from the foundation of the world, we are resurrected. We are awakened. And when you are awakened, you discover yourself in fullness of life and bliss. You discover yourself ruling and reigning consciously with the universal I Am, which is God. When you are waking, you will discover that everything ministers to you. You will discover that there is no lack, no poverty. There is no sickness, no disease, no fear. You realize that you are yesterday, today, and you always be. You enter into the paradise and in the beauty of God when you awake. So bear in mind that the focus of the gospel is to cause us to awake. Those who hear the voice of the Son of Man, those who can perceive the mystery of God, who can hear the voice, awaken from the graveyards of their human existence, awaken from the realm of corruptibility, and enter back into divinity, into the light. Praise God. Isn't it written that we are called out of darkness to be partakers of that divine life of the Son of God? Praise God. The Son of God is God. Son of God is just an offshoot of God appearing as a man. He's like a branch, you know, and the tree is the Father. It's just an offshoot, you know, revealing the Father. They are one, inseparable. Without the branch, there is no tree. Without the tree, there is no branch. They are one. Praise God. So we are, our high calling is, you know, to get back into self-realization. And that is what the story of Noah is all about. If you go to Genesis chapter 6, from verse 1, and it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, where when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them and became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thoughts, of the thought of his heart, were only evil continually. And it repented God that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man who I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing, and fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Praise God. And Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and, perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Praise God. Now, I'll just summarize what I read. That was long, a bit long. It says that Noah was found just in the sight of God. And eventually he was chosen, out of that generation where wickedness reigned, for salvation. The Bible says that the earth was full of wickedness, and the imaginations of the hearts of men was continuously evil. And God repented that he had made man upon the earth. He repented. And he says he was going to destroy that which he created, so that he could create a new one. Now, if you study the lines properly here, can God make anything that is imperfect? We know that God is perfect, and God does not have flaws in him. So what is the message trying to tell us here? He said God made, God repented. He regretted that he created man. See? Now, who is this God that created man? Who is this God that created man in the beginning? I mean, in this context, in Genesis chapter 6, and God regretted, and God now decided to destroy that creation to create man. Who is this God? Now let's quickly turn to the book of Isaiah, so we have an idea of some of the deep secrets of God. Isaiah 45 verse 6, that they may know from the rising of the sun from the west that there is none besides me. I am the Lord and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do these things. Who is this Lord here that creates evil and creates peace, that forms light and creates darkness? This is a reference to each of us individually. We create darkness for ourselves when we walk in the ignorance of man. We create evil for ourselves when we walk in relation to the lie, when we refuse to retain the knowledge of divinity within us. Many people unknowingly have created darkness from themselves. Many people unknowingly have created evil for themselves. They've created an environment of tribulation. See, they have created the man of this world, which is the man of the flesh. They have created the man of sin that cannot be subject to the law of God. They have created the carnal man who lives in relation to a physical, material, temporal order. That is what man has done. I do all these things. I create darkness and I create light. The Bible says that the sons of God look from their heavenly abode, and you know, they were attracted, they were lured away by the daughters of men. So they descended to unite with the daughters of men. See, and that union is what has created the world. See, that union is what has created your self-identity, your human identity in this material, temporal age. Praise God. Hallelujah. That Son of God, or rather, that the Lord, God that, you know, regretted he created man, is the personality within us that has created a monster in his descent into this material age. And nobody can claim that he's without sin. Nobody can claim that he's perfect as long as he lives as a man. Nobody can say he's pure as long as he lives as a natural man of the earth. See, so those men that God created, that in the book of Genesis chapter 6, in the days of Noah, is simply referring to our human identities. See, that self-identity that we have created in this lower realm. Praise God. Those of us who seek peace, those of us who seek life, those of us who seek healing, those of us who are fed up, see, with that imperfect, ungodly life in this present time, are those who are rising in their hearts and regretting that they created for themselves this monster, this man in you. You have to recognize that the man of sin is you. The man of sin is your human identity in this world. And that is your problem. So that is the one that prevents you from enjoying the totality of the life of God. So right now we must awaken in our consciousness and unite with God to salvage the situation. We must arise in our hearts, unite with the Spirit of God, with intelligence from above, with revelation that is coming from above. To begin to, by faith, enter into the ark of God. By faith, we have to begin a spiritual journey upwards to self-realization. See, our little soul has to be put in the ark of God. Which is Christ, which is to enter back into Christ's consciousness. It's all about, you know, putting on Christ. It's all about walking in the Spirit. It's all about confirmation and transformation. It's all about getting a revelation of of who you truly are. Getting a revelation of from where you are falling. Getting a revelation that you fell from the heights. You are a son of God, ruling and reigning in the glory of God. But you descended and united yourself with the spirit of this age, which is the daughters of men. For this reason, you are troubled on every side. For this reason, wickedness and faithlessness abound. For this reason, you've lost the joy of your salvation. You've lost the all power and the all peace and the all security that you all once had. See it? The Bible says that God regretted, he repented that he created man upon the earth. There has to be repentance in us so that we can begin to reconstruct or find our way back to the way we were in the beginning. It's all about self-realization. So it's not an easy thing. See it. Self-realization means connecting yourself back to the spirit realm. Connecting yourself back to the invisible. See, it means a momentary loss of everything that you know attached to yourself. All those things that you attach to yourself have to, you know, drop off. You have to lose all to enter into gain that consciousness that is Christ the Spirit, the one that is perfect. Noah entered through that door. The Lord told him to enter into that door. And we know Christ is that door. That door is the eye of the needle which no carnal man can enter. No rich man can enter into that place. The rich man is the one with self-knowledge. He's the one that still has treasures upon the earth. We have to lose all. The treasures upon the earth, what we thought we were in this world, all these things, we have to lose it, you know, to gain him that is true, to gain ourselves back. See, and the secret is that if you lose everything, you gain everything back. Isn't that what Jesus Christ says? Those that have left everything for my sake, so we gain everything back a hundredfold, and they have eternal life to go with it. When Noah enters the ark, it means a dissociation from the old life in this world, in this material world, in this realm of the visible. This is the realm where men operate. It means a total loss of everything that you thought you were. Praise God. At times it can be difficult, isn't it? But this thing needs concentration, prayers, meditation, you know. It needs determination. You have to know what you want. You have to recognize the riches in glory in Christ before you can make such a sacrifice. The rich man who came to Jesus, the good religious rich man, you know, turned back. He was sad when Jesus told him he has to leave everything to follow him. He turned back, he was sad because he had many riches. He had, you know, he had riches upon the earth. If you want to enter into God's kingdom, you must let go. So all these things that men value upon the earth, see it, and try to hold on upon the earth, simply destroys them and, you know, causes them to drown into that pool of perdition, into the sea of destruction. holding on to your life in this world. It's foolishness. What shall it profit a man if he gains his soul and, you know, he gains his whole world and loses his soul? So that is the foolishness of man. The man wants to always gain something in this world, thinking that, you know, that is what will save him, or that is his security. But it is not so. So we must lift up from the earth, the spiritual ascensions within us. By faith we must, you know, exercise ourselves in godliness and let, you know, the spirit man become operative once more. It talks of exercising ourselves, eh? It might not, you know, be perfect in one day. Continuity. Continuity. It says if you continue in my word, you shall know the truth and the truth will make you free. You shall know the truth that you are one with God. You shall know the truth that, you know, you rule and you reign over all. You shall know the truth that death cannot touch you. That circumstances in this material world cannot touch you. You will know the truth that your soul is nested in paradise. And you can never taste sorrow and death anymore. You know the truth that you are one with God. What other security do you want? Praise God. What other security do you want? So it's up to us. There's nobody out there that will decide for you. Nobody out there will decide for any man on how he needs to move on and forsake this life. You just have to be the one personally to hear this message, receive it, and act by faith. Praise God. You must be the one to say that you repent, you regret that you've created this monster, this monster of itself, and now you want to discard of that self so that you can partake of the life of God. He talks about humbling yourself. He talks about becoming a fool in this world. Because if you humble yourself and begin to let go of certain things, you are regarded a fool, isn't it, by men? Because it goes against the wisdom of this age. The wisdom of this age is to gather unto yourself. So it could be gathering, you know, self-recognition in the religious circles, in the circles. So it could be gathering riches unto yourself. See it. It might be, you know, associating yourself with moral institutions like marriage, like family, and all these things upon the earth that look beautiful to men. See, but I tell you, they are nothing. They are nothing in the sight of God. All these things simply corrupt you and separate you from God. And they are an abomination to God. These things that are highly lifted up in the hearts of men, they are nothing but an abomination to God. Praise God. So you must recognize it and repent. And, you know, set out to, you know, let the light of God pierce through you and destroy the man of sin. That is the problem. The man of sin is the problem. It's the man of sin that goes into perdition. See, because if we do not repent, we go down into the abyss. We sink down into destruction. If a man does not repent, he sinks down further and further into sorrow and thick darkness and blackness. That is what happens when the boat of Noah begins to take off. Those who rebel against the truth, those who are not capable of receiving the truth, sank down into the abyss of destruction, where there is blackness and darkness reserved for them. It's a place where the soul is chained to the illusion of this material corrupt world. Praise God. See it? You carry on in the deceit of self. Carry on and on and on and on and on. See, until you find that, you know, you are destroyed. And it's a continuous process. The more you gather, the more the problems happen, occur to you. See it? You become a billionaire. Your bank accounts become full, and the problem comes out in another direction. See, you try to solve this problem, it pops out in another way. It's just a disaster. It's all one, you know, dynamite ready to be, you know, to explode. That is what humanity is. That is man for you. Man is a creature that perishes. It's a constant process. He's sinking down into the abyss. The floods of illusion are taking him away. The lies will take him away, will sweep him away. See, but if we can, like Noah, hear the voice of the Spirit, if we can understand the signs of the time and receive the word of God, oh, hallelujah. I tell you, everything will work out for our good. We'll see ourselves back in a realm where there is no sorrow, where there is no lack, where there is no pain, where everything works for your good. It is possible. It is available. It is real. Oh, hallelujah. He has come to give us life and life abundantly. Not just suffering and not just trying to patch things up and, you know, make a living and try to be happy and all that kind of stuff. So the Bible says that Noah entered into the ark. We by faith enter into the ark. See, it is all about our souls, you know, entering into the, by faith, into the covering of Christ. Entering back into the consciousness of the spirit man. And it might not be easy initially. Your boat might not immediately take off. And when you enter, you don't come back out. You just have to say bye-bye to the world and begin to face a new realm. See, your friends, your associations, and all these things that you've done in the past, you just have to begin to say bye-bye to them by faith and recognize that you're going to discover them better, even more, on the other side. It's a journey into the spirit. It's an ascension into a greater dimension, where life flows in abundance. It's an ascension from the realm where there is no light, from the realm of deadness, into the light of God. Oh, hallelujah. So you enter in by faith. Amen. It's entering into Christ. Christ is the door. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 7, verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep broken open and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Praise God. Bible says that if, you know, the fountains of the great deep were broken open and the windows of heaven were opened, see, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And these were the rains that, you know, lifted up the ark of God. Without the rains, the ark of God would not have been lifted up. 40 days and 40 nights that this rain fell. 40 days is symbolic of, you know, a period of trials and temptations. See, it is the kind of gap between this carnal realm and the spiritual realm. See, it talks about the period of trials, you know, patience that you might have to pass through as you pierce through the heavens. It's very much like the 40 years Moses spent in the wilderness while he searched for the I Am. Very much like the 40 years the children of Israel spent in the wilderness before they could enter into the land of abundance. It's also very much like, you know, the 40 days and, you know, 40 nights, you know, fasts that Jesus Christ had to undergo before he really came into the limelight. Jesus was tempted by beasts. Was tempted in the wilderness 40 days. That temptation by the beasts, all the temptations you get from the old man of the flesh. He talks about that. The moment you enter into that ark, there's a struggle. So it's only if you are patient, you know, and enduring. Only if you have, you are focused, you arrive at the top of the mountain where there is life. Where you find, you realize yourself back in the glory of God. It's a period of trial, temptations, patience. It's a period of humbling. Because those of you who will eventually discover yourself in the glory of God, you always get there being the humblest man upon the earth. The Bible says that Moses was the most humble man upon the earth. Any man who realizes the I Am does not have, you know, that self-identity anymore in this world. That is the true humility we're talking of. These ones don't live, they don't have a life of their own. These ones live on account of the I Am. They live on account of the invisible God. They have no life, no ambitions, nothing, just to live on behalf of that invisible one. That's why you say Moses was the most humble man of the world, because Moses had united with the I Am. United with the I Am, his nature was changed. It was a new man. Moses is symbolic of the spiritual man. It's symbolic of the, you know, of the Christ as he appears in glory and in great power to deliver the Israelites. Likewise, manna, we have to pass through that 40, for those 40, that number 40, which is symbolic of trial and tribulation. Patience. Patience. Brethren, patience. You see, you have to be determined. There are hard times. There are, you know, very trying periods you have with your family members, with friends, finances, with, you know, old habits at times. But you must continue on in the confession of your faith. Continue on, never looking back, never getting discouraged. Many people get discouraged. Oh no, they are no good. It won't work. They've tried this many years and it never worked. And they just die off and they go off with the rest of the world. They slip off with the rest of the world. But that is not our path. We are those who continue on to the saving of our souls. Not to, you know, perdition. Not to, you know, destruction like the world. No. So patience and trial. Hallelujah. By faith, as we begin to walk in the Spirit, as we begin to recognize things by the Spirit, as we begin to recognize people by the Spirit, continuous exercising by faith, confessing Christ in you, that is the man in you. See, your life is hid in Christ, which is the ark, which is the, that, you know, consciousness. No more you but Christ. Continuous confession. Praise God. So we carry on. The Bible says that the fountains of the deep were broken open, and the, you know, the windows of heaven were open, and these waters lifted up the ark of Noah. How does it relate to we who are of the faith? It talks about spiritual ministration that we get from the Father of Lights. Praise God. When you enter into this realm, the windows of heaven open, and the fountains of the deep broke open, so that the deep things hidden in the dark places come to light. See, God rains upon you this word, this revelation light, and it lifts you up. Hallelujah. When you come into this realm, you discover that everything ministers to you. Everything ministers to you. Some of us who have a Christian orientation or religious background limit the word of God to a book called the Bible. See, but as you ascend in God, you will discover that all the elements of this world will minister to you. The word of God will, be radiated to every element of this world. The objects in the sea, the objects in heaven, the objects on the earth, it will minister to you through different books, through different men of different religious backgrounds. The word of God will be spoken to you. You will discover that everything ministers to you. Praise God. What people don't realize is that Christ is not a Christian. Christ, who is the spirit man, the man of the spirit, Christ is not a physical man in Jerusalem or a physical man born of natural parents in Jerusalem and all that. No. Christ is a spiritual being who has been from the foundation of the world. Christ is not religious. He does not have a religion. Of course, we could be disciples of Christ. But bear in mind that when you enter into the realm of Christ consciousness, religion does not exist. If you still call yourself a Christian religiously, if you still hold on to traditions of men, or you call yourself Buddha or this or that, you are still on the earth. You are still identifying with the natural, with the visible. See it? In the spiritual realm, there is nothing like Christianity. There is nothing like religion. There is only one, and that is Christ. You don't have all these procedures of religion, do it this way or do it that way. There is only one, and that is Christ. And that is the realm we are being lifted into. So you have to mature, brethren. Let the things of the deep minister to you. Let the things from heaven minister to you. Let the elements, everything minister to you. Hallelujah. Isn't this one of the blessings of that, was given to Joseph? You see this in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 13. And of Moses he said, "Blessed of the Lord be his hand, for the precious things of heaven, for the dew, for the deep that encroached beneath, and the precious fruits brought forth by the sun, and for the precious things put forth by the moon, and for the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of him that dwelleth in the earth, let the blessing come upon the head of Joseph, upon the top of the head of him that was separated from his brethren." Who is Joseph in this context here? Joseph that was separated from his brethren is Christ. Joseph is symbolic of Christ, the one that God separates from the brethren. The brethren are those who are still in the world, those who don't receive the light or don't receive the vision like he receives the vision. Joseph is a company of people who are predestined to manifest Christ in the flesh, to manifest the light in the flesh, to manifest the sons of God in the flesh. These are the ones predestined to awaken into the image of Christ right here on earth. Praise God. That is Joseph, the one separated from his brethren. See, he's the one that is misunderstood by his brethren. The brethren don't understand him. They can't pick him. They can't, you know, understand what he says, what he preaches. And they hate him. That is Joseph, the one that's separated from his brethren. Joseph eventually becomes the one who becomes the eventual life giver. See, like we also are, you know, being called to become administrators of life to the world. That is what Joseph became. He became an administrator of life. And that is our calling exactly. So Joseph is symbolic of Christ. He's symbolic of the I am. He's symbolic of the spirit of man, of we who put on Christ consciousness. We are separated from our brethren. We are separated from our world, from the world. There is a line of separation at times. When the revelation comes, the line of separation can even put asunder relationships, husband and wife, father and son. It can put asunder friendships. See, it can divide churches. When the messages hit churches, the churches break up immediately because some people hear the truth and they this sounds like the truth. Why some people insist it's not the truth? And the pastor wants to hold on to his congregation. He says it is not the truth because he's afraid of losing his congregation. So Jesus Christ says, I did not come to bring peace upon the earth, but I came to bring the sword. See, never think for one moment that every division is a curse. Never think for one moment that, you know, Christ came to organize this natural realm. He didn't come to this world to repair this world, but he came to put an end to the systems of men so that people can once more live in the light as he is in the light. Praise God. So Joseph, we see the blessings of Joseph are blessings of the deep beneath, blessings of the precious things, you know, from heaven. See, blessings from the sun, blessings from the moon, blessings from the ancient mountains. We talked of the mountains of Zion. These are upon the head of Joseph, upon the crown, you know, of Joseph, the one that is separated from the brethren. See, everything ministers to you. Praise God. The rays of light of the knowledge of God radiates from every single element in this material world. Those who enter into Christ consciousness begin to be ministered to continuously. Hallelujah. And that ministration lifts them up. It increases them in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. What happened to the children of Israel in the wilderness? The Lord opened the heavens and sent down manna. Manna is the bread. It's the bread of life. It's angel's bread. That is, you know, spiritual word to increase the man of the spirit. He broke the fountains of the deep, you know, and he fed thousands of people in the wilderness. All talks of deep revelation of the word. God kept them and preserved them until the day of their entry in the land. We talk of the day of their manifestation, the day of their glory. So in likewise manner, those who entered into the ark are meaning statue from above, from beneath, everywhere. You have to loosen your minds, brethren. Loosen your minds, those of you who want to enter into this realm, who want to taste perfection. Loosen your minds from religion. Loosen your minds, you know. Don't limit yourselves to a book called the Bible. Don't limit yourselves, you know, to organizations upon the earth. Loosen yourselves and let, you know, the vast resources of God minister to you. Enter into the spirit realm. Ascend into the spirit. Hallelujah. The man of the spirit is not religious. The man of the spirit has no, you know, attachments to entities upon the earth. He simply is, and everything ministers to him. Praise God. So the Lord ministers to us revelation truth and lifts us up. He lifts up our soul higher and higher into that consciousness where we find our perfection and rest. Praise God. This thing is done by our determination, brethren. First of all, to receive the truth, get the revelation. Not everybody has the revelation. Not everybody that even preaches end time has the revelation. Many people still don't have the revelations. We've seen these things. They do not have the revelation. You have to have the revelation of what Christ is. You have to have the revelation of the truth. And what is the truth? And begin to loosen yourself from this corruptible system. Praise God. It is we that create the new heavens and the new earth for us, ourselves. We are the ones who create for ourselves the new world and the new realm we enter. Isaiah 65 verse 17 says, "Behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and my people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall not be heard in her, nor the voice of crying." Praise God. And this is the realm of bliss, realm of total victory that we are being catapulted into. Praise God. I do all these things. I am the one who creates darkness. If I create darkness for myself, or by uniting myself with the lies of humanity, I find myself without the gates of Jerusalem. Because outside the gates are dogs, are those who love the lie, sorcerers, liars. So are people who hold on to their humanity. They are outside the gates of Jerusalem. Praise God. So, but I create also light. When you awake in your consciousness and begin to walk the works of God, you create light for yourselves. And you enter back into glory. You enter back into the rest. You enter back into the place flowing with streams of water. Streams of living water. You enter back into the place where you find the Garden of Eden. You enter back into the place where there is no curse. Where there is no sin consciousness. Where there is perfection. Where there is, the faith is unlimited. It's a realm where you live by faith, by the power of God, where all things are possible. Then you create your own world for yourself. Hallelujah. A new realm, founded upon the rock, where it shall never pass away. Where you carry on and 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 on in the glory of God. I do all these things. See, in my ignorance, I created darkness. In my ignorance, I created wickedness. The man of the flesh, the mighty man, the giant, the man of renown. I did that in my ignorance. But I regret. I repent. I'm sorry I did that. Now I must destroy that man of the flesh and create a new man. I must rediscover myself back in the city of light, in the eternal city of God, the New Jerusalem, which is above. The place of joy. Oh, hallelujah. The place of peace. Hallelujah. I do all these things. It's up to you, brethren. Nobody outside will do it for you. Amen. It's I, you. I do all these things. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I create a new Jerusalem. I create light. I create peace. Hallelujah. why Paul says you should enter, you know, do your works. Do the works of God, the way God did his works to enter his rest. We must do the works of God to enter our rest. We have to begin to recreate patiently that new creation man. It's all about conformation to Christ, patiently. See, there are frustrations along the line, failures along the line, don't let them discourage you, but zealously, let us build this new creation man so that we can taste joy and peace once more. In me you have peace, but in the world you have tribulation. Praise God. This is the whole picture of Noah. It's all about self-realization, realizing Christ in you. You have to exercise yourself in godliness. You that have the revelation, you have to continue, continuity, determination, zealousness to realize Christ in you. Praise God. Talks about detachment from the earth and letting the Spirit of God minister to your soul, lift you up from the earth back into your realm in God. It's an ascension back to Mount Zion, the peak of God's glory, the realm of unlimited blessings, spiritual blessings, unlimited. Everything works for your good. Oh, hallelujah. It's a realm where you don't go about trying to, you know, struggle and, you know, make ends meet by cunning and doing all this. No, you walk by the power of God. You walk by the faith of God as the Son of God. In the power of God. In the perfection of God. Hallelujah. Manifesting the divine life of God. Everything that is of God, you manifest in that realm. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for this glory. Praise God. Genesis chapter 9, verse 1. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all the moving, all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herb have I given you all things. But flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it. And at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth the man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And you be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. Praise God. Now what is God trying to say? Now all these are prophetic. See, he now, you can see now that the end of the faith. Praise God. This is somebody who has come to the peak of Zion. This is somebody that is now experiencing new life. Somebody who is now, you know, realizing himself in the resurrection. Who is awakened. Who has realized himself the way he truly is. Is this the soul that is awakened from the dust below. And now sits at the peak of Zion, which represents the peak of the spirit realm, where God's presence is. That is where the church is gathered. That is where the perfected spirits are gathered in one. Upon this peak of God. It's self-realization. Realizing yourself in the light as he is in the light. Realizing yourself perfect as he is perfect. Realizing yourself ruling as he is ruling. See, God is careful to, the Spirit is careful to slot into this scripture that You see, in the image of God created man. God is trying to remind us that those who get back to this peak are those who retain their image. Remember, the sons of God, or the Son of God, is in the image of God. He's begotten in the womb of God. He's of God. He's God. He's one with God. So you retain your knowledge, you retain your, your perfection. You retain your true identity back upon Mount Zion. It's all about self-realization. All this is happening within us. Nothing without. Praise God. It's all happening within us. Those of us who can hear. Those of us who can see and understand the signs of the time. And move with fear to work out our salvation. We discover ourselves ruling and reigning with Christ. This is the will of God. He has come to give us life and life abundantly. Praise God. If you can hear the Spirit, you must awake. And by the Spirit begin to do the works of God. So that fruitfulness and dominion is restored. You see it? The blessings of God is restored. It says, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. Have dominion over the beast. No more will the beast have dominion over you. No more, will you be overcome by your emotions, your desires? See, all your members will now be under you. And you are in control. In firm control, all the beasts are under you. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a realm where the perfect peace. Where all your members are in harmony with one another. You first of all rule and reign in yourself. Praise God. Dominion over the beast. Your emotions no more carry you away. No more anger. No more, unbridled desires and all these things that, men suffer in this world. No more. You find yourself in charge, in control. Dominion, ruling. Hallelujah. And when you are in control, you have boldness towards the Father. You have boldness to ask whatever you need. You have boldness to command, something that does not exist into existence. That is the faith and the boldness with which you created the world, that which you formed this, material world. Everything is restored back to you in this consciousness. It's a realm of perfect love. It's a realm where you don't shed blood. Love, love, love. You are aligned, totally in the Spirit, and you manifest pure love. Total love. Hallelujah. That is a realm where the darkness passes away. Every scale falls off from your eyes. See it, and you see yourself in your brother in yourself. You recognize that one spiritual body. Love, hallelujah. It's a realm of love. See, faith functions by love and innocence. Without that love and innocence, no man can hear God. Hallelujah. This is the realm of all possibilities. Oh, hallelujah. And this is where we are being called into. See, but we must destroy our old man. Hallelujah. Must destroy this old man of the flesh. You have to arise within yourself to walk with the Spirit to destroy, put an end of the man of sin. All by meditation, prayers. See it. Letting, the Spirit increase in you daily. Continuous walk. It's not an easy thing. See, you might need more determination than it needs to make $1 billion. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if we are patient and we continue on in the revelation of Christ, continue on in the word you've heard, remain in the ark patiently. See it. Letting the ministration of the Lord lift you up. Receiving ministration in the spirit and continuing in the spirit, you will discover yourself upon the peak of Zion. Oh, glory be to God. Then you are delivered from all the problems of humanity. You become like a light. It's, you know, how do I put in an outlet of the fountains of life to this world? See, your soul is set free from the, you know, the bondages of corruption. The chains are broken. And you are free. Walk in the, you know, in the liberty and in the glory of the sons of God. In bliss, in love, you know, in righteousness, in that realm, you don't want to hurt anybody. You don't want to, you know, put down anybody. You just love. You don't have to struggle to love. You don't have to struggle to be good. You are just good. You are perfect. Praise God. That is our calling. Hallelujah. It's all about self-realization. See it. All that activity happens within you. Self-realization. See it. Ascension from the lie of our human, you know, image or human identities back into the light, into the spirit. See it. And when, as you do this, you lose all attachments to this outer world. You lose your life in this world. Praise God. But if you carry on with the illusion of your life in this world, you can be rest assured that you will only just go down that slippery path into death. So the deepest secret of Noah is that you have to arise within yourself to destroy that old creation, that creation you have created for yourself in your ignorance. I create darkness and I create light. Arise to destroy that old creation and create the new. It's all by exercising ourselves in godliness and continuity in the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.